Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 133. That's 133. 133. Hey, let's go. Welcome back to an episode of Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the P-Dot Show, and today's episode is called Minding My Own Business. I'm gonna mind my own business. I really need to say that again, like minding my own business. Okay, let's go. Welcome back, man. Welcome back. I'm so glad to be back. I really appreciate it. Let me say this right now. First and foremost, I truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart to the soles of my feet, I appreciate everybody who downloaded last week's episode called Life Be Lifing. And that by far was one of my best episodes that I've ever created. And that's saying a lot because I've written over 100 episodes, right? But last week's episode just felt like I was levitating to another level. And these are the things that I want you to understand while minding your own business, right? Because I feel like in today's world, today's culture, today's society, we don't mind our business enough. And one thing that my boy Tim always say, like when if he at home and like, you know, the conversation goes, whatever, he'd be like, hey, I'm at home in my place of peace. I'm minding my own business. And I'm like, you know what? You right. So when I'm at home, I'm in my place of peace, I don't let nobody take me out of that place because I'm at home. This is my safe haven. This is where I come to once the end of my day is over. I can go home. I can come through the door. I can take my shoes off, take my clothes off, and just decompress and just, you know, analyze how my day went and just minding my own business. Now, I do realize that we live in a society where information grows, it goes, it comes every day at all types of speed. But there are so many of us and too many of us not minding our own business and then wondering why things aren't happening for us the way that we see fit. Well, if you were minding your own business and not giving so much time to someone else's, you probably can complete that task that you've been going on for so long and you just keep going and you're just getting older. Nothing's changing for you. Everything is remaining exactly the same because you have a zip code mentality and you're not minding your own business. Let me say that again. You have a zip code mentality and you're not minding your own business. So a lot of times when people say these things happen to me and why is this happening to me? Well, if you was minding your own business, that probably might not happen to you. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, you can't, because I have people whose business do mind, right? But those are people that are in my circle, you know, like my sacred circle. So if you're outside of my sacred circle, I'm truly minding my own business because I can't afford to try to mind yours. It's too pricey. Now, you may be having things going on in your life and you're like, man, so-and-so, I'm done with the comparing and contrasting. I haven't done that in so long because I don't know what the person is going through. I don't know what you're dealing with. So I'm going to mind my own business, right? Now, if you ask me for an opinion, you want to know how I think about something, okay, then that's different. But 9 times out of 10, and it's really, I'm pushing towards 10 because when I mind my own business, I don't have time to think about other things in other people's lives that aren't in my sacred circle anyway. So if you're in my sacred circle, we have a connection on a level that we can say things to each other and we don't get bent out of shape about what was said to each person, right? So last week I said before, you know, like I said, like you should treat your life like a bank account and you shouldn't let people overdraft, especially when you give them the option of overdraft protection fee. So before you drain me, there's a overdraft protection that I won't allow you to take more from me. But when you're minding someone else's business, it's hard for you to not go over your ends, your means, because you overexerting yourself. Is it something that ain't your business? So I say that to say this. if someone drains you and you tell them about the overdraft protection fee and they just negate the fact that you told them that, then that by far, right? I mean, that right there lets you know what the person thinks of your relationship. So you know what? I'm just going to mind my own business then, because you don't want to be a part of this. And I need you to keep that same energy every single day. If you want to be a part of this sacred circle, we got to be able to talk to each other and communicate. There are so many people on this planet that you can be much further ahead in life than you are right now, but you refuse to communicate with people on a different level that you haven't seen yet. You got to trust the process. I told you, the destination, the journey is just as beautiful as the destination. And what I say last week, I said, people don't care about what you do until you don't do what you're supposed to do. That's a powerful quote. Because you think about all the things that, you know, what that you care about and the things that you do, and people say they don't care about what you do, but let you not do those things. I guarantee you they got something to say. I know they got something to say. And I treat my life just like how I told you, I treat my life just like I treat the App Store, how Apple treats their app developers for the App Store. They have a certain criteria that you must meet in order to have your business in the App Store. If you don't get better with time and like, let's say, for instance, when Apple has an operating system called iOS. So every year they make improvements and enhance the operating system for a better experience for the user. And I don't even like saying user, because it just sounds bad. It's always a bad connotation to being a user. Like, even with social media, they call us users. Like, man, I know y'all giving us something addictive. So honestly, this is what we are. But it's to enhance the app within itself. So if I have an operating system and I'm like, yo, I want to be better. You want to surround yourself with people who want to be better. They want to get better each year. Those are the type of people that you need in your app store. The people who don't want to get better, the people who don't see the need to be better because they're content where they're at, they have that zip code mentality. You go ahead and mind your own business, because they're going to mind theirs and they're not trying to elevate the business that they have. So that person might not be qualified to be in your sacred circle. Sometimes you really just got to look at people and what they're qualified in to see if they're being in your life. And it's not to necessarily be big qualifications and credentials and everything. No, just show me that you're a good person. Show me that you want to be better each year, no matter what. You in my app store, that means you are taking the time out to enhance yourself, to be better. So start with yourself. You need to start reading every day. Reading is fundamental. Start getting knowledge and information, because if you mind your own business, you can do that. But when you're minding the business of others, it's hard to try to pull. And then now you can compare and contrast, because you're not where you want to be with a person that you saw. I told you, it's just their time. Don't hate on a person that's finally getting their time to shine. You don't know what they've been through. So mind your own business, because I'm minding mine. Minding my own business is something that I'm telling you, it has been very beneficial for me in my life. I was minding too many other people's businesses. I was getting caught up in all these other little things where it's just like, yo, this ain't even my life. Why am I giving so much energy? I'm overexerting myself to a situation or to people who can care less about what I'm doing, but let me not do what I'm supposed to do. Then that's where the criticism comes in. So I just want to live my life to the best that I can. I don't have time to sit up and argue and fuss and fight with people that they don't want better for themselves. They say it out loud because it sounds good, but they don't want better for themselves because they're right where they were at 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And then if you stay with them in that zip code mentality, you're going to be exactly where they're at. And they're wondering, well, man, why ain't this happening for you? Because you're doing what the definition of insanity is. You're putting in the same effort, but you're wanting a different result. No, mind your business. Stop minding other people's business. Get a goal. Focus on that goal. It takes 21 days to form a habit. You get that habit going, and I'm telling you, you're going to start feeling different. You're going to start doing different. You're going to start acting different. So it's all about what you do and the information you get within yourself. You know, I had a conversation. I was asked about salaries, you know, men and women, like, could you be with somebody? So I had a talk with like two or three nice ladies about salary. And two out of the three stated that they cannot be with a man, date a man, be engaged to a man that makes less than them. And I even said, well, what if it was maybe 5,000 more? You know, what if it was just, you know, 10,000? They're like, no, I can't do it. I said, you know what? I'm just going to mind my business, because I don't need it. And then some people overheard our conversation and they wanted to chime in on that. And now it just erupted into this thing where people weren't minding their business, but it was a topic that people wanted to talk about. And I was just like, man, so I got the views of numerous people and how they felt about, you know, a woman making more than a man and how content would you be? Or does he have to change up certain things about his life and, you know, make better decisions really, really fast? Because you always comparing and contrasting. You minding somebody else's relationship business because you too busy looking at theirs and not focusing on yours. Yours is suffering while you sitting here saying what you want and you trying to decipher what's good and what's not for their business. Mind your own. Don't worry about what your friend did over here. See, the one thing is, the one nice lady understood that. Yeah, she was like, I make more than my man. She said, but he does things that I don't want to do and or can't do at the moment because of where my life is at right now. And I was like, see, that's an important thing because on his face, if you're just looking at somebody saying, oh, they make more than I can't do that. No, she like, no, I'm cool with it. She said, because he pays for things in other ways. And I thought that was pretty nice. I mean, because it's like, think about it. If you make $10,000 more than your man, but this man does all the landscaping, or he pays to get it done, or he does the housework, you know, all of these things, like, those things can give, it doesn't necessarily have to be a monetization aspect of it. That's just my personal view. But when you stick money to everything and you mind other people's business, that's why I say don't do that, because here it is. You got two people that refuse to be with guys that could probably be beneficial for them. But since they make less than them, you don't see that like, nah, this guy isn't a winner. I said, you know what? I'm just going to mind my business. But you did ask for my opinion, so I gave it. But minding your own business can take you much further in life than you minding other people's. I'm telling you that. I can guarantee you that. A lot of times you'll feel as if you're like, man, why isn't this happening for me? Why is it happening for me? I told you again, it's their time. So don't be mad at somebody whose time, it's just finally their time. So don't sit up here and criticize or beat yourself up because you're not where you're at. Like, I got a friend right now that she compares, we have a mutual friend. And this is what I'm telling you, with not minding your business, it messes you up. Because we have a friend that he gets his lady something, it don't matter if she feel like she deserves it or not. If her friend, we're going to call her Tracy. Let's say Tracy and Stacy. I know Tracy and Stacy. That's crazy. So let's say Stacy and Tracy. Every time Stacy gets something from her guy, Tracy like, nope, it's your turn. You got to go get me something else. Now, I said, here you go, minding somebody else's business. Like, you don't even know what this nice lady is doing in her relationship that makes her man want to get her those type of things. You minding somebody else's business. See, now, there are things that Stacy's guy might do that Tracy's guy won't do. Everybody don't do 50-50. Some people do 60-40. Some people do 80-20. Some people just do 100% and the lady ain't bringing nothing to the table. I mean, or the guy. I know guys who ain't bringing nothing to the table, but they're in love. It works for them. So what works for them might not work for you. So don't try to just take situations that look beneficial for you. You may need to talk to this guy who makes $10,000 less than you a year. Y'all can build and grow and go places you've never been before. But if you got that ideology where you just like, no, it has to be this way because my friends is this way. And they, it's like, don't compare and contrast your life to other people. I said it before on this show. I had a friend that, you know, at the time, his ex-wife, she would always compare him to me. Always compare. And I'm just like, yo, you might not want to do that because that man does things for you that I'm not doing in my situation. So it was just like, you don't know. You just see what you see. You're like, well, Patrick does this and Patrick does that. And I'm like, you making a rift between me and this guy because now he feels, you know, inferior to me when all in all, I'm just being me. I'm just doing what I'm doing. I'm minding my own business. Right? I'm legit minding my own business. I don't want to mind nobody else's. I'm telling you, I'm good. I'm content. I'm content with my life. I don't need to be infatuated with someone else's. Do what you do and just do it well. But focus in on you. 21 days to form a habit. I told you, when I got up every single day, I was minding my business. I locked in, got focused in on running every single day. And I did that for 365 days. I did that. And actually, today is, I think, day 383. So for 383 days, I've been minding my business even more. Like, I felt like I wasn't minding my business the way I should have back in the day. That's why I was where I was at. But once I started praying and meditating and running and then biking, doing all these type of things, my focus went somewhere else, and I've been blessed ever since. So mind your own business. Find yourself, tell yourself that, you know what? I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to mind my own business. See how many things start changing in your life once you start minding your own business. Telling you, just start minding your own business. It won't be as many fights. It won't be as many arguments. It won't be as much, because if you minding your own business, you ain't got time to mind someone else's. We become infatuated with other people's lives that we got to act like we know people who we don't. You just see them on the internet. I've seen many people get on the internet, been arguing, fighting with they person, and then 2 seconds later you take something for the gram. You know, man, that's fake. But all you just saw was, they just look so, man, look, mind your own business. You don't know what's going on behind them closed doors. You know what I'm saying? Mind your own business. It'll take you much further in life. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. What movie reference is that? Y'all got to, like, what movie is that? You can tell me what movie that is. We're going to go get a vegan meal. I love y'all, man. I told you this was going to be a quick episode today. I'm just minding my own business. I'm in my own house. I'm in my own lane. I'm not trying to be like somebody that I'm not. This is who you get. A guy that's a vegan athlete, a vegan father, a vegan cyclist. When I say vegan athlete, vegan eater. Whoa. But I eat vegan food. All of these things, man. Like, I'm somebody that I've learned to love and appreciate even more. So on that note, man, know that I love you. I love you. There's nothing that you can do about it. And you already know.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.